Welcome back. We go to the top of the third. Airhawks leading 1-0, three hits to none, two errors to none for El Paso. And the leadoff man, Keenan Simon, starts the third. Simon reached on an error, but was caught stealing his first time up. Here's the pitch from Garcia. It is a fastball for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Corner infielders guarding against a bunt from Keenan. Outfielder shaded a bit the other way. Here comes the 0-1 from Garcia. It is low, ball one. In the dirt, and the home plate umpire, Chaz Tadola, getting out of the way a little bit. Was scared that it was going to hit him, but Zane Chavez able to scoop it up. One ball, one strike to count. Garcia kicks and throws. Inside and low. That time Chavez wasn't able to get all of it. As it bounced in the dirt once more, 2-1. Simon looks like he's got something to say to his former teammate about those two pitches. So now Keenan ahead of the count. The left-handed hitter awaiting. The right-hander Garcia to the wind in the pitch. Fouled off to the left side and out of play over the Diablo bullpen to the picnic tables down the left field line here at Cowan Stadium, and it's 2-2. Outfield moves over a couple more steps to left. As a 2-2 pitch, curveball fouled off Simon's back, and he stays alive. Keenan will be followed by Perez and Miro, top of the Airhawks order here in the third. Grand Prairie leading by one. Middle game of a three-game series. 2-2 pitch. Curveball grounded into center field for a base hit. Over to his left to field it is Enertsen. Simon takes a turnaround first but holds on there. Airhawks have their fourth hit of the night. And a leadoff runner on for the third straight inning. Now Perez, who popped out to second base in his first time up. Right-handed hitter. And Garcia throws to first. Simon dives back in. Simon was thrown out by quite a bit his first time up. Don't know whether there was a sign missed or Garcia was just too quick to the plate. Chavez's throw was strong, but it did bounce. But still got Simon easily. Another throw to first. And again, he dives back in. Outfield straight away for Perez. Infield looking to turn two. Perez gets back into the box, stands in the middle of it. A little bit towards the backside. And Garcia comes set. Here comes the pitch. Fly ball left center field, not deep. Coming in is the left fielder Marks. Makes the catch. And there's one away. So Perez is 0-2. And Ram Myra, who singled his first time up. Left-handed batter. And the middle infielder is looking to turn two. Outfield straight away for Miro. Third baseman Frank back as well. Simon being held on to first. The pitch, it is high for ball one. On deck for the Airhawks is Andres Rodriguez. The right-hander Garcia delivers. Miro rips one through the right side for a base hit. Simon takes a look out to right, but will stop at second. Dotel gets to it quickly and throws in. Wellington Dotel has an absolute cannon, as we've seen a couple of times in the four-plus games the Airhawks have faced him this year. Threw Chris McMurray out at home last week in Grand Prairie. Although if there ever was a time to make an out at third, it would be the second out. Simon wisely choosing to hold up. Now Rodriguez reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. Big right-handed hitter, has been in a slump lately. Trying to work his way out of it as Garcia comes set and the pitch. Strike at the knees, 0-1. Ricky Van Asselberg, the Airhawks manager, had individual meetings with many of the players today. Try to get their thoughts on some of the recent struggles and his thoughts on what they need to do to turn things around. Here's a look back at second. One of the things he was said to have told Rodriguez was, relax a little bit. Don't think you have to drive in every single run. There are the guys on the team behind you who can do it too. 0-1 to Andres. Garcia throws. Slider down and away. Didn't chase it. 1-1. And he has in the last 3 weeks or so been very susceptible to that slider down and away. It's a pitch that in the 5 years I've seen him play is very much defined whether he has had success or not. If he lays off that pitch, he is having a good run. If he isn't, he strikes out a lot. Here's the 1-1. There it is again, and he takes it low for ball two. Keenan Simon at second, Miro at first. One out, top of the third, Airhawks leading by one. Trying to break a five-game losing streak. Right-hander ready. And the pitch. In the dirt, gets away from Chavez, and the runners are going to move up to second and third. Presume that will be a wild pitch. And now Rodriguez has a chance to bring in a run with an out. That's how the Airhawks got their only run. On a ground out last inning by Mick Owen. Well, Garcia walks back to the mound, kicks away some dirt. Rodriguez steps out of the box, now gets back in. Three balls and a strike to count to him. Lockwood on deck for the Airhawks. Garcia set, checks on third, and now the pitch. Grounded over the mound and through for a base hit to center field. Miro rounding third. He will score right behind Simon, standing up as the throw comes into the mound. That's a two-run single for Andres Rodriguez. And the Airhawks lead 3-0. It now does come across as a wild pitch before, so both the runs are earned. As Andres Rodriguez picks up RBIs number 50 and 51, the first Airhawk to get across that mark this year. Now Trent Lockwood comes to the plate, 1-for-1. Single to right and a run scored in the first. Sorry, the second inning, first time up. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, strike one. 6 hits for the Airhawks through an inning and a third. Garcia set. Here comes the pitch. Down and in. Slider. 1-1. Infield shaded well to the right side, although still deep enough to try to turn two. Outfield straight away. Rodriguez leads from first. The 1-1. Swinging a high pop-up foul back out of play. And it's 1-2. So Garcia looks in again, trying to get Lockwood here. Pitch on the way, in the dirt. Good stop by Chavez, sliding to his right. Count is even. Three singles so far in the inning for two Aerog runs, helped out by a wild pitch. 2-2. Drilled to right center field and deep. Dotel going back at the wall. This ball is off the base of the wall. Rodriguez to third. He's being waved around. The relay throw comes in from AC to the plate. Rodriguez slides in safely. It's an RBI double. And it's 4-0 Aerhogs. Andres, who's been bothered by some sore hamstrings in the last little bit of the season, hustling around, read that ball very well off the bat. Dotel tried to deke him, but there was no way he was catching that ball. As Lockwood drives one to right center for the RBI double. And Rodriguez scoring from first, as Brian Daly, the Diablo pitching coach, will come in to talk with Garcia and Chavez. And I believe the Diablo bullpen is going to start up as well, as he was walking out. Daly, that is, was twirling his fingers towards the bullpen saying, all right, guys, let's get going. As Chris McMurray comes up, he singled his first time. Pitch on the way. Strike at the knees, 0-1. Lockwood a short lead off of second. Infield and outfield straight away for McMurray. A B-0-1. Ground ball left side, deep in the hole. Gonzalez dives, makes the play, throws back to second, and Lockwood is out. Lockwood went too far off of second, and Gonzalez alertly threw him out. And that takes away a hit from McMurray. And takes a runner out of scoring position. Lockwood realized a little bit too late that Gonzalez had a chance to get to that ball, stopped. And Gonzalez dove in the hole, made the play, got called by AC to throw it to second, and did so to get Lockwood. Pitch to McOwen is low, and the count 1-1, no strikes. So 6-4, Lockwood out, and McMurray aboard on the fielder's choice. McOwen grounded out his first time and got an RBI in the process. Pitch from Garcia is low and outside, 2. Garcia ready. And the pitch is fouled straight back. 2-1. It is 4-0 Grand Prairie. Seven hits for the Aerhawks as McOwen lines one into right center field. That is a base hit. McMurray turns second. He's trying for third. The throw is cut off. And now McOwen is trapped between first and second. He's trying to get into a rundown. The throw, though, doesn't get him. And he moves up to second base. As it looks like Cisneros, the first baseman, got a little shaken up on the play. And McOwen hustles into second. McMurray still at third. And the Aerhawks still going at it here. There is a righty now throwing in the Diablo bullpen, Drew Graham. A single, no error, just getting to second on the play is McOwen. Now Alvarez, who grounded to third his first time up. Normally here, McOwen was thinking that the first baseman would go to cut off the ball and you could have a big turnaround first, but Cisneros never did so. That's why he was behind him. Pitch to Alvarez, grounded to short. Scoots down on Gonzalez, stays low, gets the play, throws to first, and the inning is over. Good, couple of good defensive play by Gonzalez in the inning. It saves at least a run for El Paso because Lockwood would have scored on the base hit from McOwen. Instead, three runs, still a good inning, on five hits for the Aerogs. No errors and two men left. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. Aerogs on top, 4-0. You're watching Grand Prairie Aerogs Baseball on Ustream.tv.